Now, sergeants, if you could be so kind enough to please call the absent members so we can establish a quorum. Nonetheless, we are going to begin this Senate Appropriations Committee hearing as a subcommittee. Note that Senator Jerry Heel from the Peninsula is here with us today, so welcome. And thank you very much for being on time, Senator Heel. Again, we're going to start as a subcommittee. Before us, we have only one measure to us, which is SB 1 in the first extraordinary session. That is Senator Ed Hernandez, our chair of the Senate Health Committee. Senator Hernandez, please come forward. And seems like you've been very, very busy. You had Senate Bill, I believe, 2 last week. Now you have Senate Bill 1 in the first extraordinary session, ACA, as it relates to expansion of Medi-Cal eligibility. Welcome, Senator Hernandez.
The time to present SB 1 in special session, which this implements the key provisions of the Affordable Care Act to provide health coverage for low-income individuals through Medi-Cal. The three main provisions I want to emphasize are that the bill would expand Medi-Cal to coverage to 1.4 million adults with incomes up to 138% of poverty level. It is important to emphasize that these benefits costs are 100% federally funded for the first 3 years and eventually decline to 90% federal funding by the year 2020. Unlike now, the current Medi-Cal that we see, there's a 50-50 match. This bill would designate a benefit package that is the same for all Medi-Cal beneficiaries and would include the federal essential health benefits for the state's entire Medi-Cal population. Lastly, the bill would modernize and simplify the current paperwork-based enrollment process to make it easier for eligible people to have access to health coverage. This is very important because we want to make sure we get as many individuals with coverage so that they don't utilize the system the way they're utilizing now, which is those who don't have insurance would go to the emergency rooms. Expanding health coverage to low-income adults will ensure Californians have access to health care, which will help ensure a more healthy workforce. Implementing the federal expansion will bring billions of federal dollars into the California economy, and California has been a leader in taking steps to implement the federal health care reform, and this bill is a crucial step in ensuring millions of low-income Californians have insurance through Medi-Cal. And with that, Mr. Chair and members, I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Hernandez. Those in support of the measure, please come forward. You are here already.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Vanessa Cahina with the Western Center on Law and Poverty, proud to be here today to support SB X11, not only to simplify and streamline the Medi-Cal program to meet 21st century requirements and needs, but also to expand Medi-Cal to a population of low-income adults who have never before had this kind of access to health coverage. You've heard from Senator Hernandez with many significant provisions in the bill which both expand Medi-Cal eligibility to more than 1.4 million Californians and also streamline the Medi-Cal eligibility rules. The adult expansion is hugely important in improving health outcomes for the newly eligible and, frankly, a better quality of life for them. It will also bring in much needed federal funding into California. Specifically, the adult expansion project could bring in $4 to $5 billion in 1 year alone. The UC Berkeley Center on Labor shows these numbers quite clearly, and those funds are projected to have on the California economy. As noted in the analysis, there are savings as some people currently served in other programs will now be shifted to full Medi-Cal benefits covered by the feds. There are also significant savings to be expected from the public safety system. On the eligibility rule side, we'd note that most of the pieces are required by the federal government, such as eliminating the assets test and changing income standards for most people, but they also include some policy choices. We believe that SB X11 makes the right choices to modernize the system and improve efficiency. In terms of timing, it is so important that we start this on January 1, 2014. The federal government cannot give us any more allowances on this. And once January 1, 2014 hits in about 300 days from now, we're not going back on that clock. We can't stop them up and say that we need extra time to get these together. We need to move with the same speed and efficiency that we have in the exchange population. With that, we're happy to provide any additional questions or answers and are proud to be here in support today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cahina. Next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Kathy Sunderland with the County Welfare Directors Association, also in support of the legislation. As you know, Medi-Cal is an extremely complex program today. Our eligibility workers apply a very complex set of rules and requirements to each application that comes through the door. And I often refer to it as the paper chase, collecting lots of information and paper from people about their assets and verifying those assets. Our workers are really excited, and so are our directors, about being able to reduce that and being able to serve more people in the time that they have. I mean, obviously, there's a balance with the bill, and in thinking through the increases and decreases in costs associated with the bill, we're very happy and committed to working with your staff as well as the author's office as the bill moves forward. But we would just say as well that the timing is very important. We really appreciate your timely consideration of this bill, given that all of the decisions that need to be made that the bill contains really do need to be made so that the state can issue the proper instructions, so our members and workers can be trained and ready to go and hit that January 1st date. For those reasons, we support the bill and urge your aye vote.
Thank you. Next.
Mr. Chairman and members, Nathan Mansky, representing the Private Essential Access Community Hospitals and Association of Private Safety Net Hospitals, and we're in support of the bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fred Main, on behalf of CalPACE, the Program for the All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. We do strongly support the expansion, particularly as it relates to including the full range of services so that the frailest elderly would have access to that in support.
Thank you very much. Next.
Mr. Chair, members, Alan Fernandez on behalf of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors in strong support of the bill. Also here on behalf of the California State Association of Counties to express their support of the bill.
Thank you very much. Before we go into the next supporter, Madam Secretary, please call the roll to establish a quorum.
De Leon?
Here.
De Leon here. Walters?
Here.
Walters here. Gaines? Gaines here. Hill?
Here.
Hill here. Laura? Padilla? Steinberg.
Okay, we have established a quorum. Let's move forward with our supporters of SB 1 in the first extraordinary session, please.
Jolene Vorse with the Urban Counties Caucus, also here in strong support of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Justin Garrett with the March of Dimes, here in strong support.
Thank you.
Hi, Tia Orr, on behalf of the Service Employees International Union. On behalf of our 700,000 members, we are in strong support. Specifically on behalf of our 15,000 eligibility workers, we would echo the comments of Ms. Senderling about our desire to have a simplified program, of course, making sure that our workers are trained in time to deliver services on your behalf, and we're in strong support of the measure.
Thank you very much.
Tahir Bazo with the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, in strong support of the bill.
Thank you.
Kathleen Hamilton with the Children's Partnership, the 100% Campaign and the Children's Health Coalition, which is comprised of Children Now, Children's Defense Fund California, PICO California, CCHI, and United Ways of California are also in strong support and think this will provide an important tool for ensuring that eligible children are enrolled because it will enhance their parents' enrollment as well. Thank you.
Chris Schultz on behalf of the Department of Insurance. The Insurance Commissioner supports the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Anyone in support of the measure? Seeing none, opposition? Any opposition? Seeing none. No opposition, Ms. Hernandez?
I'm not opposing it.
Yeah. Okay, Chair, any questions? We have a motion from Senator, I'll get right there. We have a motion right now from Senator Jerry Hill. Questions right now, Mr. Gaines.
I'm just curious as to whether there'll be a tieback provision with regards to federal funding. I'm worried about the state of California being at risk financially if the federal government does not guarantee funding for this element of ACA.
At this time, Senator Gaines, there's no tieback provisions. Currently, the federal government will cover 100% of the expansion, and up into 2020, it'll cover 95%. As I stated earlier in my opening remarks, the current Medicaid, not the expansion portion, there's a 50-50 match. You also note that the President of the United States did not put this in any of his budget with regard to reducing it at all, so it's pretty clear that it's the priority of the federal government to make sure that we move forward.
So would you anticipate any amendment being added before it gets to the Senate floor?
At this time, I'm not sure if there will, or we're discussing it with the administration, but I'm sure if it does get added, you have the opportunity to vote for it back when it comes
to
concurrence.
All right. So I'm going to choose the layoff at this point and would hope that that language be included by the time it gets on the Senate floor. I'm very concerned about the California taxpayers being on the hook in the event that the federal government does not provide 100% funding for this element of ACA. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gaines. Any other questions from the members? Seeing none, no other questions? No other questions, comments, concerns, editorials? Okay. Ms. Hernandez, thank you very much for presenting SB X11. We have a motion by Senator Jerry Hill. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Gaines? Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Padilla? Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
Ms. Hernandez, the vote is 4 in support, 1 in opposition. We will keep the roll open. That measure is out. Thank you very much. We do have a final vote. It is 4 votes in the affirmative, 1 in opposition. The bill is out. And nothing else? That's it. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.